This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Virginia this past January, a six-year-old boy shot his first-grade teacher. Now the six-year-old boy's mother has been sentenced to 21 months in prison for federal felony offenses. Deja Taylor pleaded guilty in June to two federal charges, the unlawful use of a controlled substance while possessing a firearm and making a false statement while purchasing the firearm, part of a plea deal with prosecutors. She was sentenced to 21 months on each count, and the judge ordered them to be served concurrently. Taylor also has pleaded guilty to a state charge of felony child neglect. That charge has a maximum sentence of 5 years, but prosecutors have said they will not seek a punishment beyond the sentencing guidelines of 6 months. Taylor's six-year-old son used her gun to shoot his 25-year-old teacher, Abigail Zwerner, on January 6th at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia. The teacher, Zwerner, was wounded in her hand and chest, but still managed to calmly evacuate her class from the school. The judge ordered the boy's mother, Taylor, to go directly to jail because she failed several drug tests while she was on federal pretrial services. In court, the teacher, Zwerner, was present at the sentencing and gave a very moving victim impact statement. The boy has extreme emotional issues and will not be criminally charged. His mother, Taylor, has no previous criminal record and has cooperated with authorities since the shooting and has accepted responsibility for the shooting and apologized to the child's teacher. Zwerner, meanwhile, has filed a $40 million lawsuit alleging Newport News public schools and administrators ignored warning signs and were aware of the student's history of random violence. The school board moved to dismiss the suit, but a judge earlier this month ruled that it can move forward. When the worst of winter hits Wyoming, many people lament the piles of snow and deep cold and anticipate the arrival of spring. But others will excitedly check a Wyoming Department of Transportation webcam to see if a stop sign is buried in snow. The Wind River Outdoor Company's sixth annual Stop Sign Snow Challenge is a contest in which people submit a guess for which day the stop sign at Wind River Lake in the Togwotee Pass in Wyoming will be completely buried in snowfall. The premise of the Wind River Outdoor Company's Stop Sign Snow Challenge is simple, but with an entertaining edge of uncertainty. There's no way to know precisely when or if the snow will completely bury the stop sign. Ron Hansen, the owner of the outdoor company and lander, started the challenge in 2017. One day, he and his team marveled at how much snow was falling at the top of Togwotee Pass on U.S. Highway 287. Hansen kept checking the Wyoming Department of Transportation webcam to see the depth of the snow, using the stop sign as a measuring stick. He said, "I looked at the webcam 3 or 4 times a day to see how much snow was falling, and I thought, why not do something fun around this? Everyone knows where that stop sign is," he said. The Stop Sign Snow Challenge gets most of its participation from locals and other Wyoming residents, but also reaches much further. Hansen says people from Nebraska, Texas, and several other states participate in the challenge. More than 500 people participated last winter, and Hansen expects at least that many this winter. The stop sign has only been buried once, in 2019. Despite the ferocity of the last winter season, the stop sign remained unburied for the duration. The rules of the contest say that the sign must be covered in natural snowfall, so if anyone attempts to bury the stop sign by moving snow, that year's contest is null and void and nobody wins. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.